Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Mike Kazmierski of EDON. We're talking economic development. Plus on the Power Pundit panel, Mary Lau and Eric Herzig. It's all coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management, training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology, like this electronic eye, that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
I'm one of them.
Yo también.
I'm one of over 300,000 Nevadans who rely on Social Security.
Social Security helps us pay the bills.
And enjoy the retirement that we've earned.
That's what makes Joe Hecht so dangerous.
His plan to privatize Social Security means billions in profits for Wall Street.
Risking retirement security on the stock market.
What if it crashes again?
Wall Street has given Joe Hecht over $500,000.
I wonder who he's working for.
Because it's not us.
AFSCME People is responsible for the content of this ad.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We're pleased to welcome back to the program Mike Kazmierski. He is the president and CEO of EDON, which is Economic Development of Western Nevada. Pleasure to have you back on the program. Another string of successes since the last time we talked to you. Probably the most recent one was the JetBlue announcement and beginning of their flights from Long Beach to Reno. What is the connection between Long Beach and Reno that everybody is so excited about?
Well, I think, first of all, we need to compliment the airport authority. They do a fantastic job in really selling this region. Of course, the growth and activity we have makes it easier for them to sell, but they work on those projects and getting those connections for many, many years. So it's really something exciting for the airport authority to see another direct flight, which makes it easier for us to attract jobs, which ultimately makes it easier for them to get more direct flights. So it's a wonderful relationship we have with them. But Long Beach is really a link, again, to Southern California. And California is the sixth largest economy in the world. It's 7 miles away as the crow flies. And the more connected we are to California, not being in California, which is a good thing if you're a business in California, the easier it is to have relationships, attract companies, have executives go back and forth. So it is an important connection.
Is it a good cargo connection? Because that's one of the things that is sort of the unsung secret of the airport authority, is that they've been moving for years a ton of cargo in the belly of those planes.
Well, cargo is a big part of what we have here, but our focus is on the companies and the people. And certainly as a logistics distribution center, that cargo link is important. And we are essentially the center of the West. I mean, if you look at a map of the West, from a ground perspective, we can get to the 11 Western states in one day ground transport, which makes us that unique strategic location. That having the complement of logistically connecting by air just further strengthens that strategic advantage.
What kind of commitment did Northern Nevada have to make to get that flight?
Well,
do they have to buy a certain amount of tickets?
I don't have the details on that particular flight. I can tell you we work with the airport on attracting those direct flights, and oftentimes it does require certain guarantees. It requires a certain investment, a certain promise that, okay, if you don't hit this certain fill rate, we'll help cover the difference. So there are some promises there, but like the JetBlue flight, we made those promises, and we've exceeded because of our use of that flight.
Are you talking about the New York flight?
The New York flight, the JetBlue New York flight. Because of that, our use of the flight, we haven't had to pay. The reality is our demand is such that we don't have to oftentimes pay what we guarantee.
Okay, have you been prospecting out in the East?
I have. I go to New York on a once, twice a year basis and hit that area, have taken the JetBlue flight. I don't sleep very well, unfortunately, so when I get there at 8 in the morning, it's a rough day to follow. But my son, who goes to school in New York, loves it. He gets on the plane, falls asleep, and wakes up there, and he's ready to go. So that connection does help, and I can certainly promise you the ski industry and others find that a very positive connection.
And has the Tesla effect gone as far back east?
The Tesla effect is an international impact. We have people calling from across the globe, especially the Far East. Just about every country in the Far East has some possible connection in some way, knows about us in part because of Tesla. So Tesla's effect is not necessarily about jobs. It's about image. It's about putting us on the map. It's really helping us get credibility in a lot of ways.
And does the Panasonic side, is that a huge attraction too? Because it seems to me that, for example, in the Far East, that Panasonic being the partner in that factory is a big deal too.
Panasonic is a big deal, especially in the Far East. And we're starting to see more and more providers and companies connected with Panasonic looking at coming to the region. They want to be near. They may be doing other things in the U.S., but they say, well, hey, if Panasonic's here, let's look at Reno. So it has helped us in attracting companies from the Far East.
Lance Gilman has talked on this program without giving details that there is another major project in the works that will be bigger than Tesla and Switch combined, and that it's still working through the process, and he's very optimistic about this. Anything you can share?
I can say Lance Gilman is a great salesman.
Okay. One of the other victories was getting the Safari Club back. The Safari Club had left town. They pretty much took up all of the convention center when they were here, and were hoping, I think, at one point to expand the convention center for them. That didn't come about, and then we lost a lot of air service, and they were complaining that because of a lack of air service that they were going to go to Las Vegas. What do you think was the biggest thing in bringing them back to Reno?
Well, again, that's a tourism industry focus. We focus on primary companies, but clearly the fact that they can be the big dog here. We have capacity. We have more flights now than we did when they decided to move it to Vegas. So I think our airport had something to do with that, certainly. I would also credit the efforts of the Convention and Visitor Bureau for their efforts to try and bring them back.
Let's talk then about EDON specifically. You've been quoted in print as saying that Tesla is great, but this area is attracting people way beyond that.
Well, I mean, everyone wants to talk about Tesla, and Switch is wonderful as well. But if you look back over the last 5 years, we're almost at 120 companies now, new to the region. And you go, okay, well, 120 companies, that's where all the jobs are. That's where all the growth is, because Tesla really is still building their building. All these other companies that have come in the last 5 years have already hired, have already built their buildings, have already started operations and doing all the other things that are causing our economy to explode. And that's just what's here. We're looking at a pipeline that includes another 150 companies we're working with. So Tesla's one of a very, very large menu of great companies. You know, they're not going to bring in 6,500 jobs. But if you bring in 100 companies and they're bringing in 100 jobs each, you've got quite an impact on the community. And it's much more diversified and provides much more opportunity for our community overall.
Do you think, somebody was saying to me the other day that, yes, there's a lot of excitement, but a lot of these jobs aren't actually already here. But it seems to me from the way the housing is being absorbed that those jobs are already here.
Well, those jobs are not really here yet. That I think they were correct. And if you look at the 100 companies that we have announced in the last 4 years, if you look at those companies of the last 18 months, many of those companies are still building their building. Many of those companies are still putting equipment in their building. So while they're announced, and in some cases they're ramping up, in the first year they might just have 50 or 100 people, but their plans are to ramp up to 400, 600, 800. So of that 100 companies and the thousands of jobs associated with them, we probably have less than 2/3 of the jobs on the ground now, not counting Tesla, which is, you know, a couple hundred jobs and the potential for thousands and thousands of jobs.
Okay, so with the fact that the housing is being absorbed, and I know a lot of that is organic, just the growth within the community is absorbing new housing, but how far behind are we in terms of building housing to accommodate this future growth?
We're behind.
How far behind?
2 years ago, I said we needed to build between 5,000 and 8,000 houses a year, housing units a year, just to meet our demand. And we have not met that number. So we're further behind now than we were 2 years ago. At this point, we have several large apartment complexes coming online in the next 18 months. We have quite a few developers investing and expanding. So I see the ramp up, the supply side of that challenge starting to catch up. But on the demand side, we continue to announce more projects, more companies. In fact, we have two more announcements this month, great companies that we'll announce in the next 3 weeks. So we're continuing to see that kind of growth happen, and we just haven't caught up yet.
Now, you know nobody watches this program, so you can share the names of those companies right here if you'd like.
I'm sure I could.
We'll take a break. More with Mike after this.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
1 billion in new subsidies. That's what out-of-state companies, Solar City and Sunrun, are asking Nevada voters to give them. Their campaign isn't about energy choice. It's about money. Nevada families would be forced to pay higher power bills to subsidize their profits. You pay more, and they walk away with the cash. Sound fair? It's not. Find out more at solarenergyfairness.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer? They represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage. The information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're talking economic development with Mike Kazmierski. So in terms of planning for the growth, obviously we are behind the curve now with the builders. Do you think, because I've talked to some builders who say, we just don't believe this. We don't believe it's real. Are you finding a lot of that? Are you finding banks not willing to lend for these projects? I mean, for years, Elko, for example, during the mining boom, they couldn't get money to finance hotels or housing. Is that the situation we're in here?
We have a history of boom bust, and the people that have been here for a while are waiting for the bust because obviously we're in the middle of a boom. And that, unfortunately, is not what's going to happen. They need to believe. And, you know, we have said this many times. We're talking about unprecedented historic growth that will continue. We're talking about jobs that drive the economy, not speculation and the tourism industry, which tends to be very cyclical. We're talking about a manufacturing company coming in here with, let's say, 300 or 400 jobs, but $70 million worth of robotics and production facilities that will continue to operate even in the depths of a recession. For example, a can company makes cans with robotics. They make 4 million cans a day, Ardagh, 4 million cans a day. Even if we hit the depths of a recession, they're going to produce maybe 3.8. They're not going to lay anybody off. we have now diversified our economy so that it will continue to grow even through the recession that will come. They always come. I mean, that's part of reality. But we have diversified our economy to survive that kind of recession. And at the same time, we see more growth, more growth, more growth. And when I say more growth, not in a negative way. We're talking about great companies. The company we'll announce at the end of the month is a great software company. Wonderful jobs, great opportunity, will bring real talent to the region. That's the kind of diversification that will allow us to weather any storms in the future.
When they talk about the Las Vegas Valley, which currently has around 2 million people, they say that 3 million people is the build-out for that valley. Are we approaching that, and are we approaching that, you know, over the next 20, 30 years in terms of air quality? Because I get the feeling that that's the thing. We're not going to run out of water because you can import water, but it's the air quality that will eventually get us.
Well, industry gets smarter and better about use of, you know, how they have emissions and their carbon footprint. So I think the air quality is a constant challenge we will have. But our growth in many cases is just someone sitting in an office, someone sitting in a distribution center, not really producing any impact on the environment. So I think air quality is a factor, but will not be a limiting factor.
Are our city councils and county commissions dealing with the reality of this growth that's coming? Are they going to be building the roads that are needed? Are they going to be expanding the sewer plants? All these kind of things that need to be in place. And plus, of course, they've got this huge school bond that we need to get passed.
Well, the municipal governments are on it. And they have been part of the EPIC report. They understand what's happening, and they're doing the best they can to get out in front of it. So I think they have a challenge, but they understand it. The school bond issue is all up to the voters. I mean, at some point, we need to invest in our schools. We haven't done that. 40-year-old schools that in many cases have, you know, serious issues with asbestos and lead-based paint and all the other things that old buildings have that we just have not addressed. So we need to step up as a community and solve that problem.
And it's interesting because, people sell education as the reason companies are coming here. We need to have a good education system. But the reality is it's been more the economic climate that's been driving this rather than the education system.
Well, you don't
got about 15 seconds.
You don't need a greater education system when you're bringing in low-income jobs. When you bring in the quality jobs we're working to bring in, our education system is critically important.
That's where we have to leave it. Mike Kaczmarski, it's always exciting to talk to you. Good news for the future. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma, and heart disease
are the number one cause of death,
disability,
and rising healthcare costs
in the United States. Today,
more than 86%.
86% of our healthcare spending
goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising healthcare costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
What began as a vision grew to become a foundation of Nevada history. A place where gridiron greatness was born. Leaders became legends. An entire community rose up as one. Now, 50 years later, Mackey Stadium has been reborn, and the next chapter begins. Nevada Wolfpack Football. For season tickets, visit NevadaWolfpack.com or call 348-PACK.
Credit Karma? Why are you checking your credit score?
You don't want to drive old blue forever, do you?
Turn it off.
I did.
Credit Karma, huh?
Yeah, it's free.
That was easy.
Credit Karma. Give yourself some credit.
Non-attorney spokesperson, attention women with ovarian cancer. If you or a loved one used baby powder before your diagnosis,
call 1-800-444-3799.
You may be entitled to compensation. For decades, medical studies have linked long-term use of baby powder with ovarian cancer. If you or someone you love was diagnosed with ovarian cancer after using baby powder,
call 1-800-444-3799.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great PowerPoint panel. Mary Lau is here, President and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors, and Eric Herzig, who does not sponsor the show, who is a political science with UNR. Pleasure to have you both here. So the news breaking last night that Aetna is pulling back from public health care exchanges, which includes Nevada. Is this the beginning of the end for Obamacare?
I don't know if it's the beginning of the end yet, but I think it's going to have to be substantially changed. And I don't know if you make the assumption that Hillary will be our president, then we may be looking back at the original models of Hillary care. And I know there's the conspiracy theory that says the only reason it was put in was so that we could move to single-payer health care and stuff like
that. You know,
this.
That's not a conspiracy theory. Senator Reid said that on this program okay. 18 months ago. He said the goal was always single-payer.
Yeah, but, you know, they're going to have to get huge majorities and everything. I mean, granted, they were able to pass Obamacare without one Republican vote. But, I mean, this election matters. We're going to see.
Okay, but you run a business. The Retail Association mm-hmm. is a business. You pay your insurance costs. And as you watch those rise dramatically each year, we had the insurance commissioner on here a couple of weeks ago looking at potentially another 3.9% increase for businesses like yours, perhaps as much as 15% for individuals. How long can that keep going, Republican or Democrat, before business owners start screaming, we've got to get this changed?
Well, we're already screaming about it. And I'll give two scenarios because I'm involved in more than one business. One of my businesses, we pay for the employee, and then they can opt in for their family and stuff. The Retail Association pays for the employee, the spouse, the children, and everything all the way. We consider it, you know, a benefit of being an employee and stuff. But, yeah, you do. Why do you think I have this gray hair? It's not age. It is the fact that you're trying to balance those costs against doing what's right and stuff. And they've sort of disincentivized employers from being able to provide that, and employees are still disincentivized to contribute, and the exchanges didn't solve any of that. Some people I know got some benefit from it. Other people just were shocked at the problems that it created, the high deductibles and everything else. So it's interesting, and it's going to there's so many things that have to be addressed. I mean, our systems are crumbling left and right in so many different areas. It's kind of like you want to throw everything out and do spring cleaning and rebuild it properly, and good luck with that. I know.
Eric, follow that.
Well, in terms of Obamacare, when you say some people have benefited, you had 18 million people that now are insured. I think it's going to be real hard to roll that back. Obamacare, or the ACA, at one level, yeah, it's a flawed policy because it was written only by Democrats because the Republicans refused to play. And I've had Republicans, oh, no, we were going to be there. I'm going, you forget Mitch McConnell's meeting where he said, we will not work with you. And so it was written by one side. You didn't get the input. The Republicans simply say, we're going to repeal it. Donald Trump, we're going to get rid of Obamacare and we're going to replace it with something that's going to be great. And then you ask him, what? It's going to be great. Then what? It's going to be greater. Yeah, there are a lot of things that have to be addressed, but they have to be addressed in a kind of with both sides so that you get the business input, so that you get...
Well, they got a lot of business input with lobbyists and everything else that were helping to form the bill for Obamacare.
But it only got from, I would argue, the larger business.
Insurance companies quite a bit, too. Be careful what you ask for, Aetna.
Yeah, and so you have this that needs to be addressed, but when you come back with, well, we're just going to get rid of Obamacare, we're going to go back to the happy days before Obamacare. And the problem there is the reason you got Obamacare is because people were upset with the health insurance policies and programs and whatnot before. And so this notion of it's either or just isn't going to work.
Well, the irony here, too, is with Aetna pulling out and the threat of others pulling out as well, is that they have been the major beneficiaries of Obamacare, just like they are with Medicare. People think of Medicare as a government-run program, which it is, but it's fulfilled by private insurance companies.
Mm-hmm. It's private carriers that run it and stuff, and their actuarial studies, their actuarial tables when they were working with the Democrats, I'll give you that, were flawed. They didn't hold true. And it's like 18 million more have, says here in fine print, but a lot of people were moved into Medicaid and stuff too. So you know, we kind of amalgamated a system instead of making a real new system. And a lot of input was involved from the lobbying section on writing the bills, and a lot of flaws were there. And back to the Pelosi statement, you know, passage, you're going to love it once you get a chance to read it. And then you read it and went, we did what? And, you know, if 2,500 pages look like that, the regulations have to look like this.
Right.
And it's a disaster.
And that's always the stunning part, is the regulations. So do you think that there's any hope for Medicare being expanded to 55 plus instead of 65 plus?
Yes. I mean, I think that at one level, nothing's going to be off the table. And I would hope that after this election, whether it's Hillary Clinton, assuming it's Hillary Clinton.
and this is a Republican speaking here, folks.
You are going to get kind of both sides coming together, because it has not worked, this notion of we're not going to work with the Democrats, one-term presidents, whatnot, no Supreme Court nominees. It's like, guys, this isn't working for you. It's not really working for public policy. The people are upset about it, hence the rise of candidates like Trump, like Sanders. And maybe I'm just being optimistic today, but that they will come together and say, hey, we've got to start addressing this.
Optimism. It's been optimism. An optimistic.
I'd like a definition of public policy.
And we'll be right back.
Every day we help people injured in accidents. Do you know the compensation you're entitled to right now and in the future? Do you need our help?
Go lightly in Vanna, 222-3333.
When you retain the law firm of Kilpatrick Bolentini, you become a client of our law firm.
And client is a word we take very, very seriously.
Every client is entitled to honest answers and respect.
Call us for a free consultation. We can really help.
I'm an absolute dentist.
I'm an absolute dentist.
We are absolute dentists.
Do you?
Do you?
Do you have an absolute dentist?
I am an absolute dentist.
Absolute Dental provides complete dental care at affordable prices for your whole family, including children's dentistry and orthodontics.
I'm an absolute dentist.
I'm also an absolute dentist.
And I'm an absolute dentist, too.
Do you have an absolute dentist?
Because you should.
Call us today to schedule your appointment at 844-8-SMILE-NOW or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
On the next broadcast, we are honored to have the chairman of the Nevada Gaming Control Board, A.G. Burnett, on the program for the whole show. We'll see you then.